Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, opening up the program as we normally do with our theme song, No One Else by Gregory Stafford. I say opening up as we normally do simply because we don't always open the program up with our theme song. Once in a while, we'll open it up with a different song. Even when we are featuring other songs throughout the program. But most of the time, we open it up with our theme song. And very often close with that theme song, too. And again, my appreciation to Gregory Stafford for allowing us to use that song. I think it fits so well, the program. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be featuring quite a bit of health matters this week. That won't be all, but we will be talking health matters as we've been doing for more than 10 years now. Today, we're going to focus on two things. Calming fibromyalgia. I know that we have a lot of people who suffer from fibromyalgia. What a challenge. Well, twice this week, we're going to address fibromyalgia. We're going to talk about it today. And today, we're going to talk about how we can calm it. And then we'll address it again on Friday, Power Friday of this week. And the question is, got fibromyalgia? Move. Movement is going to have something to do with it on both days, today and Friday. But today there's going to be something else about it, and you'll see why we're calling it calming fibromyalgia. And then, of course, as the title suggests, on Friday, talking about moving, you'll see why we're talking about move. Of course, that's going to be the primary focus. Moving, moving, moving. I know that some of you are thinking, come on now, move. Yes, you got to join us. If for whatever the reason you're not able to be with us this Friday to talk about movement and how it can help you with fibromyalgia, remember, you can always go to speakingwith.com, click on listen online at your convenience, and you'll be able to hear it at your convenience. Of course, that means it'll be online sometime Friday evening. And you'll be able to hear it then. We're also going to be talking about beating jet lag. We're going to discuss that this Saturday. Beating jet lag. Some of you who are in business, for example, and are on the plane a lot, we'll get a chance to hear about what you may be able to do that may be able to help you with jet lag. And no, ladies and gentlemen, it will not have to do with medication. Nope, not going to have to do with that at all. All right, but it's probably going to be something you will really like hearing about. Guests this week will include Captain Dave Marciano and Laura Colbert. Captain Dave Marciano has been featured on National Geographic, where he's been involved in the Wicked Tuna competition, where they're going for the big tuna, and it can get pretty dangerous. He's going to talk about his journey in working as a captain, but also trying to win the competition and fishing for the big tuna. Laura Colbert is going to talk with us about the Medicaid waiver program that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has opted for. He and the Republicans in Georgia still don't like the idea of expanding Medicaid, despite the fact that the expansion of Medicaid has made a very, very positive difference for the states where it has been expanded. They've opted instead to go with a Medicaid waiver program. And so we're going to hear about the pros and the cons, the advantages and disadvantages of having a Medicaid waiver program versus Medicaid expansion. We'll hear from Captain Dave Marciano this Thursday at 1 o'clock, and then this Thursday at 1:30, we'll hear from Laura Colbert, who's with Georgians for a Healthy Future. You can go to speakingwith.com and click on the link labeled This Week's Guests and Topics to just get an idea of what we have planned for the week. All right. Now, health matters. Let's take a look at ways that we can go about calming fibromyalgia. We're going to take a look at what some of the experts have to say, courtesy of Everyday Health. And I'm encouraged by this. I really am. Because of the promise that it holds. And when I say promise, let me say this. Let me share this with you. For a lot of people, it's already working. It's already working for a lot of people. If you suffer from pain, from stress, if you suffer from insomnia that results from fibromyalgia, you may get relief by exploring a water-centered approach. That could include a hot spring or therapy center, ladies and gentlemen, mostly ladies, even in your own home. Why in your own home? It could be as simple as tossing Epsom salts in your tub and having a relaxing soak, doing gentle range of motion exercises after a warm bath or shower, or engaging in something more structured. Sessions with a specially trained therapist. We've heard a lot about the benefits of water. Some of you know how relaxing it can be just to get your lounge chair and sit by the water, a lake, a pond, an ocean. How many of you really look forward to your vacations that include spending time at the beach? And you know that you're going to be enjoying good food. You know that you're going to enjoy walking in the sand, but you also know you are going to enjoy just being by that water, seeing it, hearing the ocean waves just gently lap at the shore, maybe getting in that water, going for a swim, a float, maybe riding in your raft. But you are going to spend some time by the water. And you look forward to doing that every year. Sometimes you get out there and you know that the water, because of the time of year that you're going, that water is going to be warm. It's just going to be so inviting. Maybe 75 degrees, maybe 79 degrees. And you're just looking forward to getting into that water, just having that nice, warm water just calmly flow over your body. Your body pushing through the water as you swim. You look forward to doing it every year because there's something about the water. How many of you are saying, well, you know what? I don't get to the beach every year. In fact, I almost never make it to the beach. However, I do make it to the lakes, like you mentioned. And I enjoy that. I enjoy swimming in the lakes. I get my goggles. I put on my swim outfit. And I just relax in that water. Sometimes I just get my lounge chair, like you said, and just read a book. For a while, I'll just wear my sunglasses and just look at the water. Sometimes watching the people go by on their jet skis, and you just think about the pleasure you get out of being around the water. How sometimes some of you thinking, you know what? I do some of those things, but I do also do what you mentioned. I do sometimes just enjoy a nice soak in my bathtub. Those of you who deal with fibromyalgia, are you beginning to kind of sort of get the picture? There is just something pleasant about being around water. And when you talk about being in the water, letting it do for the body what it does, let's focus on that in its connection with calming fibromyalgia when I come back.